Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 6th of August, and as ever, three ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one is, well, do this. Jeff Bezos at Amazon a couple of years ago banned PowerPoint presentations in meetings. He's actually gone even further now. This year, he's actually announced that when he has his leadership meetings, that what he actually creates is a big six-page memo that's got pictures, images, topic sentences, actual real stories, and discuss what's going on. And for the first 30 minutes, people just sit and read those and then start discussing what they mean for them, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. I'm not suggesting you have to be spending 30 minutes looking at memos, but what do you do in your meetings to actually make sure that they add value? Do people actually contribute before? Do you make sure people are making them work when they're there? You ever walked out of a meeting thinking that was a waste of time? Have a look. There's a toolkit you can download that we've put up on the website for you to have a look at. But make sure you get the best out of your meetings. Avoid PowerPoint, avoid bullet points, and actually tell stories. Idea two is to develop this. How do you keep up with what your customers are thinking and what's actually going on out there? Well, a great story from Beano, who actually celebrated their 80th birthday last week. Yep, they're still going, doing some great stuff. And one of the things that they do with in terms of rebranding the business, actually keeping in touch with the kids of today, is that what they actually have is a thing called the Trend Spotters. It's a panel of 29 to 12-year-olds. And they actually sound it out weekly to find out what's going down in the playground, what's happening. For example, President Trump is a constant source of fascination. And actually, what they're actually saying is that they use this to find out what their customers are thinking. The Beano.com gets over 1 million users visited the site. They're actually keeping up with their customers' tastes. What are you doing to keep in touch with your customers? And idea three is to do this. Check out John's Crazy Socks. It's a truly, dramatically and demonstrably different business based over in New York, set up by John Lee Cronin, who's got Down syndrome, and he's actually done this amazing business where, yeah, they sell socks. His mission is to deliver happiness around the world and share it. And it's a really truly business. It's a million turnover business. Selling crazy socks, you can actually go and have a look at what they're doing. And one of the things for me, again, when we start looking at this, is how do we learn from other people, get out there, find out what other people are doing. I'm quite lucky I do that for my job. And even better, this week we're actually going over to New York and we're going to pop in and see John's Crazy Socks. We contacted them and said, please come and see us. So we're reporting next week from there about what they've been up to. You also might find that we're going to see Zappos as well. People hear me talk about those. We're on a 3D tour of the US. We're going to share with you ideas. Have a great week. Howdy.